Welcome to the BCHL podcast presented by Subway. This is Brent Mutis from BCHL Communications, and unfortunately, we begin today's show on a sad note, as this week the BCHL lost one of its best. Longtime Vernon Vipers owner and governor Duncan Ray passed away suddenly Thursday morning at the age of 68. Ray had been the Vipers owner since 1992, and in the subsequent 25 years, his teams won 6 Fred Page Cup BCHL titles and 4 RBC Cup national championships. In 2011, Ray was inducted into the BC Hockey Hall of Fame, and last year, his 1999 RBC Cup winning Vipers team was also inducted. Ray's passing leaves a huge hole in the league and in the hearts of all that knew him. Each BCHL team will be holding a moment of silence in his honor before their next home game. It's always difficult to make the turn from news like that to the news on the ice, but we'll attempt to do that here as we have plenty of BCHL action ahead and down the stretch to the playoffs. Our first interview today comes to us from Penticton, where V's broadcaster Craig Beauchemin caught up with forward Taylor Ward. With goals in each of his last 3 games, Ward is one of the players up front being asked to pick up the slack as top scorer Grant Cruikshank has been lost to injury for the season. On top of that, V's defenseman and Toronto Maple Leafs draft pick Ryan O'Connell is also injured and out for the year. Beauchemin began by asking Ward about the run of bad luck the team has had on the health front and where their focus lies now as a group.
I think we've focused on staying positive. You know, things happen. Injuries happen. So obviously we don't want any injuries. But when they do happen, I mean, either you can sulk and use it as an excuse or use it as motivation. So everybody steps up, plays a little harder, and all we can do is focus on who's in the lineup, and we can't focus on who's out, so they can't help us. So
you touched on players taking on a bigger role maybe that they weren't used to or expecting heading into this season. You yourself have done that as well. You've got an A on your chest as an assistant captain. You've increased your offensive numbers already at this point of the season where you had all of last year. How much have you enjoyed this bigger role that you've been given so far this year?
Yeah, I put a lot of hard work in the offseason and into trying to come in and have a bigger role this season. Obviously my third year, so I'm looked upon to be a leader, so just focused on that. And then obviously we have a lot of injuries, so I'm not sure if that has anything to do with the role that I'm in, but either way I'm just trying to help my team on the ice, and whatever position I'm in, I'll try to excel at it.
What do you think it says about not only the leadership of the team, but just the group as a whole, the fact that despite all of these injuries that they've gone through to some top players, they still remain so high up in the standings?
Yeah, we have so many leaders on this team, that don't even have letters on their jersey. So it's just a testament to the guys we have in our room. We got a lot of mature guys. Even the young guys are a lot mature than I was when I was 17. It's great to see, and it helps us build confidence that we know that whoever's in the lineup, we can get the job done every night.
The team went through a bit of a tough stretch just before the break, the Christmas break, and afterwards as well. Was there a mindset in the room that if you just keep coming to the rink every day and doing what you know you can do, that it'll sort of snap out of it eventually?
Yeah, I mean, things are going to happen. You're going to get some bad bounces, or you're not going to have the, A-plus game every night. But, you just got to stick to the game plan, stick to the process. I mean, our coaching staff is... They know what they're doing, so we got to trust the game plan that they give us, and eventually we knew it was going to work out, and it has been.
You were the one who scored the overtime winner against Prince George to snap that 5-game losing streak. Do you and yourself and the team feel maybe a sense of relief to finally snap that streak?
Yeah, it was great to get a win. Obviously, that was a big point going into overtime, but we wanted to come out with 2 points. We hadn't won a game in our building for a couple of games, and just to see the crowd go nuts and to get 2 points was a huge relief and just kind of a first step into a big run, hopefully.
The team has made a couple of additions since the Christmas break. Campoli and Miller on defense, Wyatt Slobozhin up front. How do you feel these guys have transitioned into the room in the early going so far?
Really, really well. I think Camper is a stud back there. He's an older guy, veteran presence back there, and is really good D-zone. Obviously, Miller, we had here last year, was really good for us, and, he's doing great. He only played 1 game so far, but he's doing really good. And then Slobozhin, I played on his line last night, and he was workhorse down low. So I'm excited to hopefully be on that line for a long time and keep things going.
A big thanks to Craig Beauchemin and Penticton for that interview with Taylor Ward. In our other interview this week, we catch up with an alum at Ivy League Cornell University. Nanaimo Clippers product Yanni Caldas is enjoying a fine sophomore season, and the Big Red are red hot right now with wins in six of their last seven and a 7-1 mark in conference play. Caldas, who was a BCHL All-Star in 2015 and 2016, says he and his teammates can't wait to get to the rink and get to work with the success they're having right now.
It's been really fun this year. Everyone's really upbeat. You know, it's always more fun when you win, obviously, and I think we're having a lot of fun this year. Everything's going right so far, so we just got to keep it up and see where it takes us.
What would you say the formula's kind of been for you guys right now? Is it some skill that's come into its own and some guys up front that are really pushing the offense? Are you guys getting great goaltending, or is it kind of a combination of all the facets of the game working right now?
I'd say it's a combination of everything. I mean, I think it's everyone buying in to the systems and what we're talking about, and I think that's leading the goals. I mean, if you watch us, we don't take too many risks or anything like that. I think we play the right way, and we let our chances come to us, and right now we're burying, so hopefully that continues.
Within your own game, you know, you've obviously made your transition into college now and in your second year in the NCAA at Cornell, and what do you think has come along the most in your game personally? Is it a technical thing, like a shot or skating ability that's improved, or do you think it's more just a maturation thing and being able to process the game now that it's moving at a bit of a higher speed?
I think it's more the mature aspect of it all. I think I worked on my defense here, and I think I've gotten better defense as well, but I think the whole maturing process, you know, you make a mistake, I'm able to move on from it now. Like, I feel like my confidence has grown here and everything. I just think overall as a player, I've grown quite a bit. I think that's thanks to the staff here and my teammates, so I owe it all to them.
Yeah, talking about your teammates, there's a lot of them on Cornell that are from the BCHL and specifically from the Island Division and more specifically from the Powell River Kings, a bunch of guys that you got this year all at once, Tristan Mullen, Cam Donaldson, Matt Cairns on the back end, and Kyle Betts up front who's having a good season. What has the injection of those guys and a guy like Matthew Galita in net done for you?
Yeah, I mean, all those guys that you named are obviously really good players and had successful seasons in the BCHL. So, I mean, we got lucky with those guys. They're all working hard. They're all contributing in their own way. And, I mean, it's nice having those guys, more Island Division players. And obviously it's nice when I have guys like Mullen and Betts who I'm able to chirp about sweeping them in the playoffs. So that's always nice.
Speaking of playoffs with the Nanaimo Clippers, you went on a long run with a couple of teammates that are also doing really well right now in the ECAC, Sheldon Rempel and Devin Brasseau. You guys went to a league final with Nanaimo, and Clarkson is on a heck of a run right now too. I think they've won something like 8 or 9 straight games. So what's it like when you guys go up against Clarkson, and you guys are you getting to face those guys that you used to go up against in practice, but now it's for real?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty awesome. I think it speaks a lot for the coaching and Nanaimo, seeing how Rempel and Thrusso are doing there and stuff. But yeah, they have a really good team over there. They're really key. Obviously, Rempel and Thrusso are two of their top players on that team. So it's really fun facing those guys. Obviously, I still speak with them. They're still close friends of mine. So it's I'd say that game is one of the more fun games of the year playing against those guys.
Talking with Yanni Caldas from Cornell University. Yanni, what's school been like? The other part of what you're there to do. What are you studying, and how many hours are you putting in night to night?
Right now, I'm majoring in communication with a minor in business. The school aspect of it is it's as tough as you make it out to be. I mean, if you leave everything for last second, like I did first semester, I mean, that was definitely a tough semester. But once you get your time management skills right, it's not too bad. I mean, I thought it'd be harder, to be honest, but you have all these guys that have taken previous classes, and they talk you through the classes and stuff, so it just makes it a lot easier and definitely doable.
Okay, and we'll finish up with you guys are going into another weekend with a couple of games. Who's on the agenda for you this weekend on the schedule, and what do you guys have to focus on to come up with the points?
This week weekend we have Yale first and Brown second. They're both good teams. I mean, we're not just going to go in there. There's no free wins in college hockey. You can't think like that. And both teams have a lot of skill up front, and we really need to work on our special teams this weekend. I think that our power play's been pretty bad of late, so we need to focus on that and just make sure that we're able to shut down their top line and keep getting goals from every line. You know, we don't really know who our first line is right now. All the lines are scoring for us, so we need that depth to continue and obviously strong goaltending as well.
That's Nanaimo Clippers product Yanni Caldas, who was speaking to us this week from Cornell University. And that's going to do it for the BCHL podcast this week. For all the latest BCHL news and notes, visit bchl.ca. Follow the league on Twitter at BCHL Live and on Instagram at RealBCHL. This is Brent Mutis from BCHL Communications. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.